Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, and thank you so much for joining me once again for another evening of your pleasure. Pleasure comes in many different forms: psychological, physical, spiritual, mental. It is all different forms of pleasure. And sometimes we find that pleasure in the most ridiculous ways or the most different kind of ways. Now, a lot of people don't feel like they believe in astrology. But I'm going to tell you, in the many, many years that I have been studying all kinds of things, including astrology, I have found that people who are astrologically compatible are the ones that stay together the absolute longest. Now, in tonight's show, I am expecting Dr. Mel Fleming, but he's not here yet, so we're going to give him a little time to show up and keep our fingers crossed that, you know, nothing happened to him and that he's well on his way to the phone right now so he can call in and answer some of the questions that we have. Now, before I actually begin the show this evening, I want to let you know that tonight's show, as with all my shows, is being brought to you by www.yourpleasure.com. At yourpleasure.com, pleasure is the focus. Whether you're going to take a soothing and relaxing bath to ease your tension and take the pain out of your muscles or the impurities out of your skin, or whether you're going to enjoy some aromatherapy and help it to lull your mind into a relaxed state, or maybe you need a little bit of excitement, so you put a little bit of mint in your massage oil. All of the different extremes and everything in between can be found at www.yourpleasure.com. And I would always like to emphasize that recently I published another book, and it's going to be absolute fun and pleasure for your mind. The name of the book is Adventures of a Modern Aphrodite, and you can download it as an Amazon.com Kindle book. If you don't have a Kindle, you can actually download Amazon's apps and download it to your computer or your laptop. It is definitely a fun read, and it has something for everyone. Not only are all the stories true, but they will make you either laugh out loud or definitely go, all of them are fun. True stories always seem to be the most fun of all. So tonight we're talking once again about astrological hookups, and I am ready, willing, and able to take any phone calls that are out there. Now, please keep your questions general. You don't have to give me a whole lot of information because I'm not going to do any charts on you, but just a basic understanding of your sign, and then if you do have someone that you're interested in, and I'll get a little information from you, and then we'll go from there. So if we do have any callers, I would love to hear from them. Do we have any callers? Hello?
Yes, we do.
Oh, there. Hi, and you are? You just give me your first name.
Tom.
Hey, Tom. Welcome to Your Pleasure. I'm so happy that you joined me this evening. Now, would you like to tell me a little bit? You said that you are an Aquarian. You know, I got to tell you, Aquarians tend to be very freedom-oriented. It's really hard to contain the wind. You know what I'm saying? They're like here, there, and everywhere, constantly on the move. They got a million things going on at the same time. Does that sound anything like you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good,
yes.
Good.
Let me see.
They're, and I'm going to say this, and I mean this not in any kind of a judgmental way, but they're a very independent sign. And so, you know, they enjoy other people's company only when they want other people's company. They don't like people kind of coming in on them and taking up their time if they are not ready to share it. They are cool. Very... they're independent. That's the best word that
yes.
I can use for them.
Call before you come over.
I'm sorry?
Call before you come over.
Absolutely. Yes. Call before you come over. Right. And the other thing about Aquarians, and I love Aquarians, believe me. I mean, some of my favorite people in the whole world are Aquarians. Super intelligent sign. But that is also a little off-putting to people who cannot necessarily share their existential views, because they're not looking at the world necessarily the same way everybody looks at it. They're not followers at all. They're like, you know, like I said, independent, strong, free-thinking people, and they will tell you exactly what they think, and I've never known very many Aquarians to sugarcoat anything. I think that's why I like them so much, because you always really know where you stand with an Aquarian. You know, they can be diplomatic, but that's not what they're known for.
No, okay. No. If you suck, I'll tell you, you suck.
Beautifully put. Very beautifully put. Now, the object of your desire is a lady?
Yes.
Okay, very nice. And sign is?
A Scorpio.
Okay. Scorpion is kind of a, it's a very intense sign, all right? And I got to tell you something about Scorpions. If you wrong a Scorpion, whether you did it intentionally or you did it by accident, if you wrong a Scorpion, they don't let it go for a long, long time.
Never forget
it. I want to tell you is the major difference between Aquarian and Scorpio. That's what I would say supersedes all of the other differences is that one difference. Aquarian,
wow.
They're kind of like, well, you know, they were drunk or they were stoned or they were having a bad day, so, oh, well, you know. But Scorpion, no. You wrong a Scorpion, and they will keep it. They will hold on to it. And so you want to be with this person, and, you know, I'm telling you straight up, there's going to be a lot of physical attraction there, physical types are, like, very compatible and, you know, a lot of, I would say, material interests could be very compatible, and definitely intellect, because Scorpions are intelligent, insightful, but let me tell you, they're very, very intense, all right? So if you can appreciate that intensity and not take it personally, and I don't think Aquarians are really famous for taking everything personally. They're kind of more like water off a duck's back. But then I think that can be a very interesting and fruitful relationship. I think the most important thing that you have to remember, Tom, is to go into this relationship with your eyes wide open. Don't romanticize it. Don't say, well, back in the day, she was like this, you know.
You're absolutely right. It was just this morning we were speaking on the phone.
Yes.
And I said something, and I had no reply. I said, oh, my God, did I say something wrong? What happened? Her phone died. But I bugged out because I thought I said the wrong thing.
Oh.
And she was just quiet. Because
right.
A Scorpio can be like that.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're thinking in one level. They're thinking at one level, and I'm not saying that it's smarter or not as smart. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they're, everybody looks at the world through their own perspective. Okay, some people look at things more emotionally. Some people look at things more logically. Some people look at things from a material point of view. What am I going to get from this? Or what do I need from this? And can this person supply it? And other people are just, here's my heart. I'm giving it to you. Please be nice, So, Scorpions, like I said, I'm going to be straight with you. They're not the easiest people. They're really not. They're not like easygoing. To me, Aquarians are very easygoing. And they can be a lot of fun on their own terms. And like I said, if an Aquarian doesn't want anything to do with you, or they're busy, or they're involved in their own projects or something, they're not even going to let you in the door. So, that's okay. But, if you're with someone like a Scorpion, I'm just going to tell you, please proceed with caution because you don't want to be walking on eggshells, That's not much of a relationship. You want to build your relationship from a point of honesty and trust. And you know what I mean? That is so, so important. And if you are building from that place, then it can only go to its best conclusion. But if you're trying to be something that you're not, I'm going to tell you straight up, she's not going to be something that she's not. Not going to happen, okay? No. But if you're trying to mold yourself around her, which air can do, air can mold itself around anything, right? Because air is sort of formless and move in so many directions. It's not, I'm just saying proceed with caution, Tom. That's all I'm telling you, okay? I'm not saying that it can't work because nobody is purely their sign. You're not pure Aquarian, and she's not pure Scorpion. She has a lot of Libran in her.
No, she doesn't. She has Scorpio ascendant.
Okay. But what is her sun sign is Scorpio, and her moon sign, do you know?
Is a Scorpio.
Oh, geez. Okay, proceed.
Mine is Virgo. Mine is Virgo.
Like I said, most Scorpions also are very sexy people. I'm not saying all, because I know some Scorpions, I don't think they're sexy at all, and they're kind of embarrassed about their sexuality. But most Scorpions are very sexy people. So if you appreciate that about her, just remember, there's just the bottom line is they are an extreme sign. They're extreme in their tastes. They're extreme in their interests. They're intense in whatever they're talking about. And if you can be with someone like that and not take them personally and not feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells, then it can be a very intense, passionate, fun relationship because both of them love all kinds of material things. They like to travel. They like to have intense conversations. They love to communicate. Yes. They like to share ideas. So all that kind of stuff is, that's the outside stuff. The inside stuff is what I'm talking about, right? So just best advice, Tom. Proceed with caution and
very
keep it
advice.
Really honest.
Very good advice. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, because like I said, I really think it can work. But, when you put water and air together, that couple really has to want it to work.
Yeah.
They really have to want it to work. It's not like putting together two fire signs that have so much a common ground between them, or two earth signs.
It could be water and earth.
Right?
It could be water and earth.
Right. Well, water and earth is a beautiful combination, water and earth. They go side by side everywhere, all right? But you're not water and earth. You're water and air.
I know.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. You know, I don't want to discourage you, all right? And that's
not
what I'm trying to do.
You're not. You're just giving
me
advice. You're giving me very good advice, and I'm taking it to heart.
Okay, all right. I just think that if you are truly yourself and you are being honest all the time and you're coming at it from that place, that you really can't go wrong, all right? And that's the best advice I got for you, okay?
And that's very good advice, and I appreciate it. I really do. I'm going to put you, it's okay.
Okay.
I'll be
thank
back.
You so much, Tom, and thank you for calling. I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. You have yourself a beautiful evening. Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that's a good point. I mean, when I talk about signs, I talk about people that, because everybody is not 100% their sign. Myself, for instance, my air sign is Libra, and so I am an air sign, and I like to communicate, and I like balance, and I like fairness and kindness, and I'm a people person in a lot of ways, but I have three planets in Scorpio, and if you ask people if, you know, about me, people that know me, or people that just meet me, very few people guess that I'm a Libran. Very few people. Most people think Scorpion immediately because I can be very, very intense and very penetrating. And, you know, I cut through all the BS very, very quickly. And I'm not impressed by much. I mean, you have to be a pretty spiritual person, a pretty honest person, a very grounded person. I don't care what you own or who you think you are. If you're not real, then I'm not impressed. So most people, when they talk to me or when they meet me, they think immediately that I must be a Scorpion. And I have three planets in Scorpio, so that's maybe why they get that impression. But I definitely have enough Libran in me to keep it fun and to keep it light and to, you know, be able to make friends and be social. So obviously my guest speaker is not here yet, and I'm a little disappointed about that. But I would like to say that when you are looking for a relationship, it's not the first thing you're going to say is, what's your sign? But I'm telling you right now, at one point, you definitely should find out, okay? And there are some couplings that are going to be more difficult than others to maintain. Not that you can't. I have known couples that were astrologically totally incompatible, and 25, 30 years later, they're still married, and they love each other. But was it easy? Absolutely not. And did they butt heads and have a whole lot of disagreements and screaming and fighting? Absolutely. So is it worth it? I think that if you find someone who has similar goals and similar tastes, even if they are a sign that's not necessarily astrologically compatible with you, if you are willing to put in the work, and that means a whole lot of compromise, a whole lot of communication, and working on finding the common ground. You know, there was a time back in the day when there was this organization that was helping couples get together and stay together, and it was called 10 and 10. And these couples had been struggling in their relationships. So what this organization had them do was write down, pick a topic, any topic, money, the relationship, children, work, fun, whatever, gambling, whatever was on their mind. And then, you know, you do this once a week, and you sit down as a couple and you write for 10 minutes, set a timer, and write for 10 minutes on that topic. Don't edit. Don't put what you think somebody else wants to hear. just write down exactly what you think about that topic and write for 10 minutes, no more, no less. Then after the 10 minutes, you give your paper to your partner and your partner gives their paper to you. And then you read them, okay? And then after you've read them, then you spend 10 minutes, no more, no less, discussing what you read. And I'm telling you, that is the best way to uncover secrets and inspiration and foundation and prejudice and whatever the different aspects of life are and how your significant other sees them. And if you really want your relationship to grow, then it's going to be through this constant vigilance and this constant communication. And, you know, I got to tell you, if you approach the relationship and you just want the other person to agree with you all the time, don't even bother, because that's not a relationship. Nobody can agree with you all the time, nor would you want them to, because if they're agreeing with you all the time, they're lying to you, or they don't have a life, or they don't have any experience. You want someone who's going to bring the other side of the conversation in, and so they'll bring in their flavor, and you bring in your flavor, and then you discuss it. And, you know, to me, the best thing is to agree to disagree. It's okay if you don't agree on everything. It's okay if one person likes beige and one person likes taupe, or one person likes magenta and another person likes fuchsia. I mean, is anybody wrong? No, it's just differences, and it's okay to be different. It's okay as long as there's respect for each other, and as long as there's care, and as long as you want to know and have knowledge of that other person and you want to share your life with them, then having that weekly conversation can be all important in bringing you together and in helping you grow as a couple. I know this one particular couple. She's a Scorpio and he's a Leo. And not in a million years would I think that a Scorpio and a Leo would be a good couple together. But they love each other, they respect one another, and when he's growling, she just kind of looks at him like, yeah, okay, and walks out of the room and lets him growl by himself. Because, you know, she could get all emotionally involved, which most Scorpions would take it personally and would kind of jump in there and want to fix it. But, you know, through her years with him, she realizes that you can't fix anybody. People have got to fix themselves, and they need to go through whatever emotional drama they're going through and come out the other side. And if you're paying attention, then you're giving them an audience. And so, of course, they're going to play for the audience. So that's a very wise couple, her in particular. And she just backs out of it and doesn't take him personally. Would I suggest that Scorpions and Leos get together as a regular fare? Absolutely not. We're talking fire and water. And you know what happens with fire when you put it with water? Pour water on fire and see what happens. It goes out, it sizzles, it's not very potent, it's not working anymore, it's not much energy. Or put fire underwater and what happens? It boils, it turns into steam, it evaporates, it's a lot less than it used to be. So, not the best coupling, fire and water. Also, there's, like I said, most signs can get along with each other. But like I said, there is a few elements out there which definitely need to be considered. And fire and water are kind of a tricky situation. So I would strongly recommend that you really take that time on a weekly basis to do your 10 and 10. And before you get into a committed relationship with this person, spend some time getting to know them, okay? don't go on just the fact that they have a nice job or they look good or their hair is beautiful or they smell good. Don't go just by the physical, because physical fades. The person that's on the inside has to be understood. The person that's on the inside has to be loved. And if you are so absolutely different than that person, it's going to be hard to understand them. I mean, they might be totally honest with you, but if you're coming from completely different points of view, then, you know, it's really hard to find a meeting of the minds. You know, I got to tell you, I don't think that there's any such thing as a bad relationship. Some relationships are more difficult than others. Some relationships might be a little bit more tense than others. But I think that people who want the relationship to give them something, they want to grow in that relationship, have to realize that they're in that relationship because that's exactly where they're supposed to be right now. And when they make the decision to understand why they're there and what they need, what their soul needs to grow from there, that they can take what they need, maybe realize that this is not what they want, that it's not fulfilling them, and move on. I know a lot of people have problems with moving on, but you got to remember, everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end on this physical plane. Spirit is forever, but the body and the relationships, beginning, middle, and end. So anytime you find yourself in a relationship, that relationship could very well be just to teach you what you don't want from a relationship. And you might look back on it and say, I didn't get along with my first husband, but I learned a lot of things about myself. I learned what is enough for me. I learned what's too much for me. I learned that I don't want to grovel. I learned that hard work is something that I'm willing to do, not willing to do. Just fill in the blanks. Every relationship teaches you something. And as far as astrological hookups are concerned, if you find someone that you find physically attractive, mentally attractive, and you date them and you enjoy sexual relations with them, that's all perfectly well and good. Of course, you're protecting yourself at all times so that you're not going to get pregnant or transmit any STDs. But because, you know, responsibility in the relationship is the most important thing. But if you are ready and want your relationship to go to the next level and you feel that you may not necessarily be astrologically compatible with this person, like, say, earth and air, another combination that I would not strongly recommend, even though there are earth and air people out there all over the place. It's because they have a foundation of mutual understanding, and it came through communication. So do that 10 and 10. Do it. It takes a little bit of time. It's once a week. You know, you pick a topic, you sit down, you write free form. Don't worry about spelling. Don't worry about editing. Don't worry about the sentences coming out perfect. Just write. Write your heart out for 10 minutes. And then after you've written, exchange it with that person, read it, and you're not criticizing what the other person has written. You're just reading it. And then after you've read what the other person has written, have a discussion and time it. 10 minutes, no more, no less. Well, I hope everyone has enjoyed my program this evening. I certainly enjoyed coming to you from beautiful downtown New Jersey. And I hope that you have many wonderful days. Enjoy the spring. Love is in the air. Make sure you're all doing your Kegels and communicate and take good care of each other. I hope to talk to you again next week. Take care, everybody. Namaste.